And let's take a step back now to delve into Vice President Harris's record and how she arrived at this pivotal moment. William Brangham has a look at her path from the daughter of immigrants to the favorite for the Democratic presidential nominee.
In the blink of an eye, Vice President Kamala Harris went from being President Biden's biggest defender.
One thing we know about our president, Joe Biden, he is a fighter.
To the person most likely to replace him on the presidential ballot 4 months from now. Harris securing the nomination would be historic. The first time a black woman leads a major party ticket. But it would be just the latest in a career of firsts for Harris. A politician who rose from district attorney to state attorney general to U.S. senator. In 2021, she became the first woman and first Black American and South Asian American vice president.
While I may be the first woman in this office, I will not be the last. Because every little girl watching tonight sees that this is a country of possibilities.
Harris is the daughter of immigrants from Oakland, California. Her mother was a scientist who immigrated from India to study at UC Berkeley. Her father was from Jamaica and became a prominent economist at Stanford. In elementary school, Harris was bused from her predominantly black neighborhood to a white one, part of an effort to desegregate local public schools. She lived in California until she was 12, when Harris moved with her mother and sister to Canada. Harris later enrolled at Howard University, a historically black college in Washington, D.C., where she studied political science and economics. She then returned to the Bay Area for law school. And it was in San Francisco where Harris's political career began. In 2003, she was elected the city's district attorney.
To be a prosecutor is to really be engaged in one of the most noblest professions that anyone could do and have.
Her career in law enforcement helped propel her to higher office, but also has earned her a good deal of criticism. California's police unions were livid when she didn't press for the death penalty for a man who killed a police officer. She also championed providing a path for some nonviolent, first-time drug offenders to get education and job training to prevent them from reoffending.
When we're talking about serious and violent crime, lock them up. But when we're talking about nonviolent crime, that is actually the crime that is occupying the bulk of our public resources and beds in our state prison system. And we need to have a meaningful system to reduce the likelihood that that revolving door will continue.
She's California's most
in 2010, Harris was elected Attorney General of California, overseeing the largest state justice department in the U.S. Harris's office took on predatory for-profit colleges and also secured a nearly $20 billion settlement with banks following the 2008 foreclosure crisis.
It was imperative that we not give a blank check of immunity to the banks for their wrongdoing.
Harris's tenure as Attorney General also coincided with the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement and the emergence of criminal justice reform as a major issue. In 2015, Harris didn't take a position on a state law that would have required independent investigations when police killed civilians. Harris's office also tried to prevent nonviolent prisoners from being released after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that California's overcrowded prisons violated inmates' constitutional rights. At the same time, her office launched implicit bias training for law enforcement officers in 2015.
We have developed and implemented a policy on implicit bias and racial profiling.
In 2016, Harris was elected to the U.S. Senate in a landslide, becoming only the second black woman to serve as a U.S. senator.
I intend to fight for truth and transparency and trust.
As senator, Harris shined in hearings with her pointed prosecutorial questioning of witnesses, including Brett Kavanaugh, after he'd been nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Can you think of any laws that give government the power to make decisions about the male body?
I'm happy to answer a more specific question. But
male versus female.
There are medical procedures.
that the government has the power to make a decision about a man's body?
In 2019, with a growing national profile, Harris joined the wide field of Democrats who lined up to challenge President Donald Trump.
I stand before you today to announce my candidacy for President of the United States.
But her bid for the White House struggled to gain traction, especially as she faced questions about her record as a prosecutor.
She put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way.
As the elected Attorney General of California, I did the work of significantly reforming the criminal justice system of a state of 40 million people, which became a national model for the work that needs to be done. And I am proud of that work.
Harris dropped out of the race before a single ballot was cast.
And I will keep fighting every day for what this campaign has been about, justice for the people.
Harris eventually endorsed Joe Biden and was then chosen by him to be his running mate.
In this election, we have a chance to change the course of history. We're all in this fight. You, me, and Joe, together.
In 2020, Biden and Harris won a contentious election.
We did it, Joe. You're gonna be the next president of the United States.
And as vice president, Harris's tenure got off to a rocky start. After being tasked with stemming the root causes of migration to the U.S., Harris's first trip abroad as VP was to Mexico and Guatemala.
I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come.
With increasing numbers of migrants coming to the U.S.-Mexico border, Harris was criticized for not visiting the region.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
Although Harris later visited the border, it fed into the perception that the Biden administration was not doing enough to curb illegal border crossings. In 2022, Texas's governor, Republican Greg Abbott, bused migrants literally to her front door in Washington, D.C.
Kamala Harris was saying there's no problem on the border. She said the border was secure. And so I felt the need to be involved in the education process.
In the summer of 2022, the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision overturning the right to abortion marked a turning point for Harris. She emerged as a fierce advocate for the administration on abortion rights and women's rights more broadly.
Do you not trust women to know what is in their own best interest? You, some legislator in some state capital, the majority of whom are not women, are in a better position to tell her what she should do?
And with the Senate evenly split between Democrats and Republicans.
The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
Harris's tie-breaking vote was key in many of the Biden administration's legislative victories, including the sweeping Inflation Reduction Act, which was America's most ambitious effort yet to tackle climate change. Harris also took a leading role in efforts to reduce gun violence, overseeing the first ever Office of Gun Violence Prevention. She spoke with Jeff Bennett last September.
Absent congressional action, how will that effort make a significant change?
Well, congressional action is very important. There's no question about that. But sadly, a lot of folks there just don't have the courage to do it. The work that we are doing is to make sure that we are implementing all of the executive orders that have already been implemented and passed.
With President Biden now out of the race, the 59-year-old Kamala Harris will again see her career and record closely examined as she tries to both unify the Democratic Party behind her bid and then turn her sights on defeating the former president. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm William Brangham.